This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
God, we look for you in all the wrong places sometimes, and yet you are right there waiting for us, abiding with us, trying to get our attention. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and souls, our very bodies, and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Please be seated. The last Sunday of March, many of you might remember, we had just returned from our mission trip to the Dominican Republic, and rather than me give a sermon, we positioned almost all 25 people up in the front, and everybody gave just a tiny snippet, 30 seconds or maybe a minute, of what had touched them the most during that trip. And many people mentioned a young man by the name of Julio, with whom we worked while there. Julio was raised in a very, very poor family, and when he was a young child, his parents separated. And he came to live in Boca Chica with his father. In early childhood, he had to shine shoes to make money on the street in order to help his family survive, as do many children there today, not only shining shoes, but selling their wares and worse in that form of human trafficking. Well, at the age of 9 or 10, he was rescued by a group called Caminante, started by an Episcopal nun in Santo Domingo who was doing research in prostitution and got noticed and supported by many different organizations, including the Episcopal Church, and would go on to found Caminante. Well, they rescued Julio, got him back into school in a consistent way, and he never left that organization. And now as an adult, he helps other people, other children and their families who are also what's called beach kids. And that's who we worked with when we were there. Well, we learned of Caminante and met Julio through the family who owns the hotel where we stay there, and Christina and Roberto especially. And one of the main projects this past year that was Julio's dream realized, that all of you helped to support, was the beginning of small businesses with chicken coops and chickens so that they would be able to sell the eggs and make a little income and also have food. And we also worked at an orphanage. So this is Julio, and this is one of the beach kids that he works with. And this is just after finishing the big chicken coop at the orphanage, and all those chickens, not all of them would stay there. We also built 4 smaller coops that we took to the families of these Caminante children so that they could have a small coop for food and possibly sell the eggs as well. Many of you who helped build these coops are sitting here today. It is the work of Christ. This orphanage now will provide chickens and some eggs, hopefully, and some starter kits for future businesses. They are all going to be overseen by Julio. And while I was there in the Dominican Republic, I couldn't help but keep thanking him as I was watching him interact. And everywhere he went in the city on his little scooter, people would wave to him. He's really kind of like a local hero, I think, for those who know what he's doing. And so I would keep thanking him, and he started to get kind of irritated with me. He doesn't speak English, but I couldn't help but keep thanking him, and he just got irritated with me. And today's gospel helps me realize why. He can't help but do what he's doing because he knows the Spirit lives within him, and he's now wanting to give back. He can't help it. While I was in seminary, I read an article by David Tracy called Caritas, and his concept was that God's love is as agape love, always there for us unconditionally. And our longing for God, our desire for love really at our core, is an eros love for God. Yep, it comes from the same, it's the same root for the word erotic, but it's this amazing passionate love for God, the root of all love. And when those two come together, it overflows as caritas or charity for other people. Once we realize the living presence of God within us, it can't help but overflow. This longing for the love of God that we carry within us is there already, my sisters and brothers, whether you know it's there or not. We are made in the image and likeness of God. And what Jesus was urging his disciples to understand, and us to understand as well, is that we are deeply loved. And that in following this radical love of Jesus Christ, this way, the truth, and the life of which we spoke last week, that overflows in helping this world. And once we begin to treat ourselves in the knowledge of how much we are loved, hopefully, we will unplug from anybody telling you that you are anything less than beloved of God. That you will unplug from thinking you're not good enough, or smart enough, or fit enough, or savvy enough. And you will plug into a relationship of this dance in whatever way God leads you to do and to know how you are loved and cherished, how you carry that love within you, and then how it is to be shared with others. It takes some time and relationship and spending that time with God and turning up the volume, because God speaks to us like we heard him as spoken to John in his lecture in the most unusual ways. And the more time we can spend with God, the more we are going to recognize God's voice within us. I visited an Episcopal monastery in upstate New York for a retreat called Holy Cross, and their motto, which I just love, is love must act as light must shine and fire must burn. I love that. Love must act as light must shine and fire must burn. It's not easy. I understand that, and yet it is. The more we embrace this truth, this way, this life of which Jesus teaches us, he tells his disciples and us that we are temples of this loving in and through now through the power of the Holy Spirit. He says, I'm not going to be with you very long, but I'm going to send another advocate who will be within you and work through you. And that's what's happening now. In the power of the Holy Spirit. We hear these stories again and again and again and again and are caught up always in this cycle of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the birth and the death and the resurrection, because that's how it feels for us too sometimes in our lives, right? We go up and down, but God is always there waiting and abiding, even when awful things happen. Just after we returned from the DR, Christina wrote to say Julio had been held up at gunpoint and his scooter was stolen. This was in the very beginning of April. This was his only means of transportation, and he was devastated. And yet, in his devastation, he somehow is continuing the work. He's still managing to check on those chicken coops and the boys. And this is Julio. And what you can't see is under his shirt, he also wears a cross. This was the first egg that we had at the orphanage coop, and it would then become part of bread that same day, as you heard one of our missioners talk about in her reflection when we came back. He's living the dream, the real dream. And I am happy to tell you that Christina reached out to many people within the community that knows him and to us to raise the $2,000 for a new bike for him. He still has to pay off his old one, by the way. He still owes, I think, $1,500 on that. And so as of just yesterday, the people have raised, and mostly from our mission trip team, $1,730. And she thinks, I was texting with her yesterday, and she thinks it just might be enough for him to get his new bike. She got back in the Dominican Republic yesterday, and she's meeting with him this afternoon. And she's working on a doctorate, so she's going to tell him that she wants to video this part where she gives him the money and tells him about it as part of her doctorate. And then she said, well, I can't lie, so I'm going to have to make it part of my doctorate so that we can all see his reaction when he gets the money. You smile, right? And we smile because we recognize this infinite, eternal love that's within us. That's why we smile. That's why we recognize it. I ran across this beautiful poem that I'd like to close with this morning. It's called "And We in You" by Andrew King. As the tree is in the earth and the earth in the tree, as the sea is in the fish and the fish in the sea, as the bird is in the air and the air in the bird, as word is in the breath and breath in the word, as rhyme is in the music and music in the rhyme, as time is in the season and the season in time, as grief is in the loving and loving in grief, as belief is in the hope and hope in the belief, as desire is in the will and the will in desire, as fire is in the flame and the flame in the fire, as you, Christ, are in God and God is in you, so are you in us and we in you. So are you in us and we in you. Amen.